Blog Talk Radio.
On What Stupid Is On the Air. IWS, exposing the stupid. 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On With Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Map Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, the man who has been deemed the final destination of the Desire Express, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola.
That's it?
That's it. Hola. Howdy. Hello. Welcome. That's it. Welcome to our vast and diverse worldwide audience. And our guest in the chat room and the guest that left.
Yes.
As soon as you started talking, I'm not saying anything, Matt. I'm just saying that when you start talking.
Well, I know. I'm getting a little disturbed by this trend.
Yeah.
I don't even have to talk. I can just type in, hi, guest, and they leave.
How's everything going in the greater Bagwine metropolitan area today?
Oh, everything's nice. Had a couple days of really nasty weather, almost late April type weather, drizzly, 50s. It didn't even make 70 yesterday, but today, a little breezy, but yeah, 74 or so. We're going to top out. Very nice, very sunny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. We started off the day with a little thunderstorm. Rain, thunder. It was very, very soothing.
Yes.
And then things kind of went downhill from there. No newspaper. Had to go get a newspaper.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. Grabbed a couple donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Same time.
No muffins.
Just, you know.
No muffins today.
No muffins today.
Oh, okay.
My neighbor next door having a Sunday morning party, apparently.
This is the loud one, I take it?
Yes. Her and two other babes, I guess you could say.
Apparently.
Over there, you had the door had the door open. She's smoking a cigarette. They're yelling at each other and got a bottle of vodka sitting on the table right there. So, yeah. A little Sunday morning get-together before church.
Well, yeah. A little coming to Jesus meeting. That's nice. Well, it's very bland here today. I had nowhere to go. I will tell you, Jay, I've got a little shout-out to give.
Okay, then.
My son, the creepy kid next door, beyond all expectations, is now officially a senior.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, man.
School's
out. Does
it
make you feel old?
Huh?
Does it make you feel old?
No, it makes me feel happy that he's made it this far. We're all very excited. I mean, me, the wife, the girlfriend, we're all very proud of him.
Well, the entire I'm With Stupid Nation is proud of him, too.
Yes. So, here's the creepy kid next door.
Most of the, oh, sorry. most of the I'm with Stupid Nation. There's probably a couple out there that are jealous, angry, bitter.
Yes.
But, yeah.
And,
see, Mike has wandered into the chat room.
I see that.
Hi, Mike. All right, so he's a senior. Got responsibilities now.
Well, yeah, sort of.
Sort of. Got expectations.
Hey, well, there's expectations, you know, on his part. Hey, Dad, could you take me here? Hey, Mom, could you take... Hey, I need $50, you know?
No, senior year is the most expensive year.
That's
until,
right.
Until, of course, you know, college comes about.
Well, I got plenty of time to plan for that.
Oh, sure. No reason to get on that now.
No. So you got any shout-outs there, Mr. Man?
Oh, I got a couple of them.
Really?
Got a couple of happy birthday shout-outs. Yesterday was Doc Mike's birthday. Mike Savilla.
Oh, what?
So happy birthday. Yeah, it was.
I did not know that. Here's to the bad boy of social media.
That's right. He's probably still celebrating that birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and treating himself at the same time.
Exactly.
That's exactly. The best thing about being a doctor.
You can self-medicate, right?
That's right.
You write yourself a little prescription for fun.
That's right.
And yesterday was also a very hot birthday.
Oh, yes.
To the lovely and talented Ms. Knight. Happy birthday to her.
God,
oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She celebrates her birthday in Central Park every year.
Yeah.
There's a big party. And
so
you know what I'm thinking? Next year, I might just say, you know what? To hell with that restraining order. I'm going to show up.
As you should. Hop on the IWS jet and make your way up there.
Yeah. Yeah, which we bought at a great discount from Enron.
Uh-huh.
You know, we never had troubles.
Came with our Mexican pilot, Julio.
Yep.
He's always flying Norte. He's always flying Norte. But seriously, here is to the uber hot Ms. Carly. I was thinking, though, Jay, she turned 29. That's a little long in the tooth for you, isn't it?
No, that's prime.
It's prime? Oh, God. I'm sure she'll love being referred to that way, too.
Actually, she might. She might. That's probably a word she hadn't heard in a while to describe her.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be different, a little creative.
Yeah, she probably hasn't heard herself described like that since she was, what, oh, I don't know what, Jay, 15?
Probably.
But she is a sweetheart.
Yeah, and of course, that kind of leads into the topic of today's show, in that, you know, one thing women want is to be objectified, and we give it to them.
Oh, we do, on it as often as we can.
Yeah. And before we do get into the show, though, we do have a very sad RIP to one of our favorites, Mr. Richard Dawson, who passed away last night, at the age of 79.
Yes.
He just could not stomach one more Queen Jubilee. He just wasn't going to hang around for it.
And you would be talking, of course, of one Richard Dawson.
That's what I said.
Mm. There must be something wrong because I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said, Mr. Richard Dawson died at the age of 79 last night.
Oh.
So if you could, go ahead and pay attention. That's something else women want. It's for men to pay attention.
Well, yeah, I know. What? What'd you say? Kidding, anyway. Of course.
Yeah. All right. So, you got any other housekeeping?
No. Oh, other than a programming note, I won't be on the air with you on Wednesday.
That is correct. And it will either be no show, or I will fly solo, not likely, or I will be here with the special guest host, Ms. Warrior Cat. Yeah. 45 minutes of heaven with Ms. Warrior Cat. And all we're going to do for 45 minutes, I'm going to say, how you doing, old baby?
And truly, that is exactly what women want.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you know, Matt, we put the IWS signal out on Facebook this week.
Yes,
about
we
this
did.
Topic. We got limited response, but the response that we did get was pretty interesting.
Yes.
Oh, and the first one to respond was our good friend from just south of you there, Mr. Dirk Starr.
Yes.
Yes, and his first he said that all women want is perfection.
Right.
And then he came back with a long quote from Solomon, basically saying that of the amongst 1,000, I have met but one upright man. Amongst them all, not one upright woman. Now, I don't want to say Dirk is bitter, angry. Let's just say that he had a bad experience.
He's just being guarded. He's being guarded.
Yeah. You know how you have a bad experience, and it leaves it leaves you just a little bit, like you said, guarded. That's a good word.
Yes.
You know, I mean, like when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
We went to Long John Silver's one time,
mm-hmm.
and everybody got sick, and I've never been back. See, bad experience, you know.
Yes.
Left me, you know. With a bad taste in my mouth, one might say.
One might say. Tiffany commented last night that's saying that all women want is perfection. However, their definition of perfection is different from woman to woman. And
it's different from morning to night, too.
Well,
let's be honest,
I did respond because, you know, I said, well, you know, I'm that man, and I am I fit the definition of most women's perfection.
True that.
Yeah, of course, she came back with Mahoney, delusional is not one of the qualities women are looking for. And see, that's just hurtful.
That's not productive at all right there.
Mm-mm.
That doesn't add to the discussion.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, we were hoping for a highbrow discussion here, a positive discussion about what women want. And she had to go and be negative about it.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what's worse than that, Jay. We posited, I love that word, we posited that question, I believe, Friday night. And we really didn't get much back from any women, did we?
No, and I think that shows the how complicated this issue really is. And,
or it shows how women have no clue what they want.
Well, that's true, too. That's very possible.
Yeah.
But, you know, but when you have something this complicated, it has to be left to the experts, which, you know, of course, would be us.
Exactly. And it would also be one Miss Joe, who just came into the chat room.
Yes, she did.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
I don't know what women want, but I know what this guy wants.
everybody wants Joe. And should want Joe.
Yes.
For
her art.
Want Joe, there's something wrong with
it. Yeah. But just for her art.
For her mind.
Yes, exactly.
Brilliant mind.
Brilliant.
But you know, we did get some. We did get a very interesting feedback from a very good friend of the show, who sent you a little message, listing three things that women want, and asked you to forward it on to me. And we decided we would analyze this today. We're going to break this down.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if anybody out there would like to help us break down what women want, those phone lines are open.
As they always are, at the I Love You hotline at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852.
All right. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, so our fan and listener and good friend.
The lovely.
Gave us a.
The lovely Missy.
The lovely Missy. I didn't know if she wanted to be named.
Well, she
sometimes
probably
women,
didn't, but, you know.
Sometimes women don't like to be associated with us. I have no idea why.
Here's the thing, Jay. Because she is a woman, she probably said, I don't want to be named, but she really did. And if
we hadn't,
would have said, why didn't you attribute that to me?
Yeah. Why'd you keep that anonymous?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So the first thing on her list is validation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You're a woman.
There it is.
You're a woman.
Looking,
I love
looking
you.
For a little validation.
Yeah.
All right.
You're a
we
woman.
Can do that.
Yeah. I can always say, you're a woman, I love you. Is that not enough?
Yeah, and sometimes you can say, that ass. Look at that ass.
Well, you could do that.
All right. She wants appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Who appreciates women more than us?
No one.
Oh, fuck no.
Well said.
And she says here, she says, we will bend over backwards to please if we feel appreciated. And I like that line because, as I have all often said, flexibility is almost never overrated.
No, it is never overrated.
And we all love a flexible girl.
Yes, we do.
And the last one, she says, is affection.
Yeah.
Said, give us a hug.
Yeah, a little hug, a little peck on the cheek, a little kiss on the forehead.
There you go. There you go. And again, now, of course, just, you know, when she says give us a hug, she doesn't mean some random stranger run up and start hugging women or be like Richard Dawson and kiss every woman that comes in front of her. But, you know, again, I have no problem with this because I am the world's best cuddler, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's where you and I diverge.
Yeah, I know. That's where you lose out.
I know. Not a big cuddler. Hate the cuddling.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, you're not a cuddler. Whereas I, on the other hand, am a huggy, squishy, touchy-feely type.
I really wish you hadn't said that. In front of her. That's, oh God, it creeps me out almost like that picture of Justin Bieber on the IWS radio website today that you can get to at iwsradio.blogspot.com. Oh my God, I feel icky, Jay.
Yeah, that's an icky picture.
No,
at
I was
the same
talking
time,
about what I was talking about your cuddling habits.
Oh. Well, you know, that's just who I am. And you know
well,
what?
No.
People are just going to have to accept me for who I am.
I know. But when you say things like that, it just becomes harder and harder.
And you know, being that touchy-feely, lovey-dovey type. It does result in a few, you know, sexual harassment claims and restraining orders, but that's, you know, you take the bad with the good.
That's right. And Mike wants to know also about what you meant by squishy. See,
well,
I'm not the only one, Jay.
Well, you know, squishy, you know, you can, you know, nice, tight hug, kind of squishing people. Up close, getting really, really close to them, you know, squishing their boobies up against you.
I think we should have renamed the title of the show, What Jay Wants.
Or What Creeps Women Out.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that creeps women out. I thought women liked this. I was talking to a friend the other night on Facebook, and I told her I had just made a frozen pizza. And she had asked me what I was doing, and I told her that. And I said, what I'd really like to do is, after it's done, eat the finely cooked frozen pizza off your ass. I was reprimanded by that comment. So evidently, some women do not like frozen pizzas eaten off of their asses.
But granted,
she wasn't Italian, so maybe that would have worked on an Italian girl. So
maybe. And Joe just left a little link in the chat room to a website where you can get a T-shirt that says, I would cuddle you so hard.
Yeah, it's just disturbing.
And I was letting her know that I resemble that T-shirt.
Mm.
I should get that. I should wear that around. I should go down to the mall and just wear that T-shirt.
Yes,
you know.
Should. Yeah, and when you do that, wear socks that are mismatched.
And sandals.
And blue shorts and a white belt.
Yeah. Or my jorts. Get out the jorts.
Yeah, you can get out the jorts. No, he's not retarded. He's just loving. He just wants to cuddle.
Needs a little affection.
Oh, my God.
I can just set up right outside the Abercrombie & Fitch store.
You know, when this, before the show started,
you just never know which direction the show's going to go in, do you?
No. Ah, focus. Okay, I'm better now.
You know, when I set the show up, instead of What Women Want, I almost titled it What Bitches Want, because they love being called bitches.
Oh, they love it nasty. In fact, Jay, I'll tell you what. You know what women in Bagwine, Ohio want?
Meth.
Well, you're close. In Bagwine, women, they like heavily tattooed guys with nose and tongue piercings who are like, you know, 5'8", weigh anywhere from 100 pounds to 300 pounds, and even while being born and raised here, evidently consider English as a second language. That's what they want here in Bagwine.
That's very unfortunate.
And guys who still listen to Skid Row! Oh, God. Kill me now. Take me now, Jesus.
Well, down here in Redneckville,
Yes. Okay. Click the pin.
Women prefer men who are about, say, 5'3", 100 pounds or so. Wearing an Abercrombie & Fitch t-shirt. And you know those shorts that come down about halfway between your knee and your ankle?
I have those. Pair.
Uh-huh. They like those, and they want him to be wearing some kind of fancy sandals with that. And a hipster hat, and of course hipster glasses. But they want him driving a great big truck and blasting Toby Keith music.
Well,
it's hard to fit that image, but that's what they want around here.
Boy, you say that like it's a bad thing.
It is.
I was getting a little turned on as you were describing that.
And of course, oh, in my little get up for the mall, can I get a Bieber haircut?
Oh my God, you would look sweet. Oh my God.
Anyway,
we still have time for everyone to call in, and Joe, or Mike, or guest. You should call in at 661-244-9852 and let us know what women really want.
And, you know, those the ladies out there listening all around the world, and we know there are some listening on their mobile devices and their iPads and what have yous, you should call in too, because it might be it's possible that women in different parts of the world want different things.
Yes.
It's entirely possible that there is no one right answer to this question.
It's possible. Not likely, but it's possible. And I see Stan checked in. And
Stan
checked out. Oh, my
Stan,
God, Jay.
No
Jay
longer the man.
Jay, get out of the mall, Jay. Get out of your sandals. We have a phone call.
Okay. Outstanding.
314, you're with Stupid.
Who the hell could that be?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Okay, hi,
Mike.
Mike, hello.
What do women want? What do women want?
Can I get back to you on that? I don't have a clue.
I told Jay, I told Mike, and that's why he is so sad. I told Mike on the IWSradio.blogspot.com site this morning that to women, coaxial cable is gold. It's gold.
Women want money.
Ooh.
And all the things
really?
That it will buy.
Wow.
Really? Going to go the gold digger route? Because we totally weren't going to go that route.
No, you're so cynical, Mike.
No. Yeah, that's insulting.
No. The truth hurts.
Joe says that women want a little danger.
There you go.
So I told her that I would carry a gun, some rope, and duct tape with me.
I hope you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah. I'll end up tying myself up in the trunk somehow.
Exactly. All this will be hot.
She wants some mystery. She doesn't care where the money's coming from. you can make it any way you want.
Well, you know, the mystery part, Matt's got that down because he doesn't tell anybody anything about himself or what's going
on. Exactly. I try to keep it close to my vest.
He is an enigma.
Yeah.
Wrapped inside of a riddle.
I actually had one woman tell me one time, "You're the most complicated man I've ever met." To which I said, "What?"
She hadn't met too many.
It's all right there.
To make so good, she wants obfuscation. Is So she wants.
You've been practicing that word all morning, haven't you, Mike?
Confused. I don't even know what the hell it means. I'm confused.
But it looked pretty, didn't it? Oh my God!
Mike's gonna have to look that one up.
I did, and it's about making people confused.
Yes.
Oh well, see, we're good on that. We don't confuse anybody.
No. I'll tell you what. Another thing that women. Oh, here's a funny. Women claim to like honesty, but they really don't.
No.
No. I want a man who's honest until he tells me I look like shit.
Uh-huh. And you know what else? They say they want a man with a sense of humor until all of a sudden one day they say, you can't be serious about anything.
Oh, my God. I can't even with a calculator, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that.
Yep, see?
There would be no point in being serious.
But anybody who's listened to the show on the main show page there would see that we put up a few photos of what women want. Mel Gibson there. Got Mel Gibson there. Women love Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, he goes into drunken tirades and screams and threatens to kill him, but he's a good man.
He needs to hook up with a nice Jewish wife.
Yes,
and settle him down.
Yep. You got Chris Brown. You know, Chris Brown won't hesitate to beat the crap out of a woman, but women flock to him.
That's right.
Sean Penn, same way. Physically, verbally abusive. And not only does he cheat on his wife, but he flaunts it publicly at all times. Which that, you know, obviously women are all about that.
Well, that's right.
And then, of course, Donald Trump. I just threw him in because apparently women like narcissists.
No, I think the Donald Trump photo goes back to Mike's theory.
Well, could be. Could be.
And the Biebs.
He is hot. He's going to be that picture is going to be my background on my computer from now on.
Man. Where did you find that?
I just got lucky, Mike.
What is that? Is it really a girl?
You know, you don't want to know the words he's using in the search engine because it is just so offensive.
I mean, that poor kid is scary looking. I hope that's not the Biebs.
Oh, it's the Biebs. And
in fact, I'm gonna edit this. After the show here, I'm going to take Donald Trump out and I'm going to put that picture of the Biebs in so people will know what we're talking about if they don't go to the blog. But they should go to the blog at iDavisRadio.blogspot.com.
Yes. And us at facebook.com/iDavisRadio. All I know is that I'm fully expecting a visit from Chris Hansen.
Chris is going to tell you to have a seat over there.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, Jay, you know what's bigger than a visit from Chris Hansen?
A visit from the Schmootmeister.
We need a woman's perspective.
Tea break with Schmoop. Oh, yeah, baby.
Uh-huh.
Turn down the lights.
How are you doing today?
Mm-mm.
Sweet.
How are you,
Mike?
Hola,
Schmoopalicious.
Hey, hanging in there.
Hi, Jay.
You're not going to take off work tomorrow to come visit?
I can't, honey.
Oh, man.
I take off a lot of Mondays.
That's something that women don't really like. It's guys who, oh, man, when they don't get their way.
I know. Little pouties.
Exactly.
You all pout.
Not me.
You don't pout?
No, I go straight to anger, kick things, throw things. I'm kidding.
Just get it over with.
Well, I'll tell you what I like personally as a woman. I want you to be brave, loyal, and true.
Woof,
And
manly.
I want you to take the motherfucking trash out. That's all I'm asking.
What about being a great cuddler?
I'm sorry, Jay. Darling, I don't do the cuddle thing. Creep me out.
Okay, well, how about this?
All right.
How about getting up on Sunday morning and going and getting donuts?
That would be good because we have Schuller's here.
Uh-huh, see? All right, now we're getting somewhere.
Best man who, in the world.
A man who will go and get the donuts.
Exactly. Or breakfast. Any kind of breakfast.
Yeah.
So, SOL on that one.
What about a guy who will get up and make breakfast?
Now, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Instead of just lie there on the couch and watch Fox and Friends. Just saying.
Well, you have to find out what, you know, they're all doing and whatever else. I won't even get up and make breakfast today.
Yeah. I have breakfast for dinner when I have breakfast.
Yep.
Well, he is going to go out and get us lunch.
Oh, well, there. Okay, that's not bad.
See? And he did take the trash out.
Oh, well, you've got him trained.
Sort of.
We'll just keep him on that leash, you know, that choke collar.
Give it a
yank every once in a while. Well, you know, if you're into that sort of thing.
Actually, I'd like to have a shock collar.
A little taser.
Hold on, guys.
We were having a good time.
And I ruined it, didn't I?
Yeah.
Only because you don't have a shock collar on.
Yeah, I heard that.
We talked her into buying something for you.
That would be some great radio. She zapped that a couple of times during the show.
So now you're still going to be there when I get there tomorrow, right?
Who, me?
At the mine, yeah.
Are you coming through?
Well, yes.
I didn't get an email saying you were.
I thought that was just a known.
It was just, Jay, did you hear that? It was just a known. Mike's kind of like a woman, isn't he? It was just a known. I said
you're
I was coming
to...
through. You should be there and greet me.
That's right.
You should.
And
you
shower
just...
me in baubles.
You should just know what he's thinking and what he wants.
I should have known.
Without him having to tell you.
I told him we were coming.
Oh, my God. Wait, no.
What are your hours tomorrow? What are your hours?
1 to 9, Mike.
Oh, you'll be there.
Okay. I'm glad I know.
Well, I'm glad we could get that settled. I mean, it's not like we were trying to do a radio show or anything. So.
Well, it kind of ties in because we found out today that Mike is the sexiest and most demanding woman in the world.
That's for sure.
Oh, my God.
And where is the closest McDonald's?
Oh my God.
Speaking of fine dining. See, I would have taken Smoop to McDonald's.
Yeah, well, she'll be busy. The closest McDonald's is about 3 minutes away from where I work, Mike. It's 3 minutes away from the beer mine.
On 41 there?
Mike, let's not get into state routes and stuff.
I got my map out.
I'm sure you do. Jay?
Sleep.
Yes.
Sleep.
Intervene, would you?
Well, but Mike uses a map. He asks for directions. He has clearly been beaten down and henpecked over the years by Mrs. Mike.
Yes.
It's what girls
and
want.
Mold.
They
He's
want guys
molded.
To use maps.
He's been molded into a man that uses maps, asks for directions, and probably reads the manual.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
He brings something home from IKEA, and he probably just sits down with the instruction booklet and reads it cover to cover before he even starts.
Memorization.
What?
Well, I tell you what, I think that, you know, we're 42 minutes into this now, 3 minutes to go.
Yes.
And I think we need to just lay it out there. We all know what women really want. Well, most women, 90% of them.
Unfortunately, it's something I can't give to them.
And again, unfortunately, this is where our problem comes in. They want size. They want length. They want girth.
Girth,
oh, no.
Yeah.
They always say size doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
And they always say, oh, no, nothing's wrong at all. And then they bawl their eyes out for the next 4 hours. Everything's fine. Yeah. You mind if I go play golf? Fine. Sure. It's fine. It's fine. No, she doesn't mean it's fine. She means fine is that she's going to fuck you up when you get back.
It's hurtful.
So, anyway.
Okay.
So that about
that?
Covers it. We laid it all out there.
While we have a minute and a half left, Mike, I will send you an email with the address so you can GPS it and Google Map it and all that shit.
I've already Google Earthed it and have seen a picture of it, of the mine.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's on Street View.
Hell yeah.
Matt doesn't know what Google Street View is, but it's on there.
An old gas station with the mine in the old car wash.
That's right. It used to be a gas station. That's very good. It's kind of creepy, too, that you know that, but, yeah, that's good.
The water for the car wash is disconnected, isn't it?
I don't know, but, Jay, let me tell you, if you don't hear from me after tomorrow, you'll know who the murderer was.
Yeah, the whole world will know who to look for.
It'll just be a short stop. And on out.
Okay. Can't wait.
Just pull in, wave, drive on.
What was that sound? Oh, it sounded like a Glock.
What's the fastest anybody's ever driven through the beer mine?
She didn't even stop.
All right, we've only got a few seconds left here, so.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Well, thanks all for listening.